Hello. Today we're really happy to welcome to the program Dagny Ashley, and Dagny is the Director of Tourism for the City of Quincy, who is here in studio. We chatted with her virtually during the height of the pandemic, so Dagny, it's really nice to have you here in person. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Yeah, I feel like we've already known each other for so
long. I know.
For
I
so
know
long.
You. I know you via Zoom.
Via the two-screen device. You came on actually as the director of tourism, the first one the city's ever had, by the way, at the start of the pandemic.
I know. Yeah. It was fun. Yay.
What was that like?
It was different. It was definitely different. I think I got my feet wet probably about 8 weeks. Before the pandemic.
Everything shut down, yeah.
And then everything shut down,
yeah.
Essentially shut down tourism, you know, for a little bit.
Across the country, not
yeah.
just Quincy,
yeah. Mm-hmm. With all of our colleagues around the state, we all kind of band together and kind of devised a plan to work together
yeah.
on how we can work with our local community.
And tell us about yourself, if you can, a little bit about your background and how you found the City of Presidents.
Sure. So it all started way a long time. No, not that long ago in high school.
A few years ago.
But I had always had a passion for tourism.
Yeah.
I think back then I wanted to be a travel agent or something like that.
Where'd you go to high school, by the way?
New Bedford High School.
Okay.
But then I went on to college and I had an internship at the Bristol County Convention and Visitors Bureau at the time. So they were responsible for like 20 cities and towns, destination marketing. So I was there for a long time, about 14 years. And then I went on to the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism in Boston. Worked there probably almost 7 years as well.
Okay.
And then I became the Director of Tourism for the City of New Bedford.
Okay.
For about 7 years. That seems to be my magical number. But I'll probably stay longer than that in Quincy. And then I became the director of Quincy Tourism for Quincy.
Yeah. Did you know anything much about Quincy?
I did, because for the state tourism office, I was responsible for all cities and towns in Massachusetts. So I was already familiar with Quincy and all of the assets that were here.
Okay.
We worked on some tourism projects together when I worked in Boston, as well as some filming projects as well.
Okay.
Because the film office was shared in the same building as the Mass Office of Travel and Tourism.
I see. So how would you kind of, at that time, rate Quincy in terms of tourism? Was it doing a good job?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Quincy has a valuable assets here. Obviously, the City of Presidents, but so much history, the culture, close to the proximity in the south coast, south of Boston, close to Boston, you're 7 miles away. There's so many different assets here between history, the Marina Bay, all of the quarries, hikes, trails, beaches. I mean, there isn't anything that isn't here in Quincy. So they do have a great place to market for tourism.
Is that what attracted you to Quincy?
It
did. You see an opportunity?
It did, yeah. Definitely. Even, back working for the state, I used to say that all the time. I used to say Quincy is just so, it's that little secret that people don't know about all the time. And I've come often when I worked at the state just to see some of the assets. Obviously, we had to know all of the state, so I did little tours all around the state, but Quincy was so close. I would often jump on the Red Line and come take some tours here.
Okay.
And it changed since then.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. The Common was not like it is today.
Right.
So that is just remarkable. That's a great space for people when they visit, the center of Quincy. And now the new Welcome Center is just an added plus to that.
Yes, well, we're going to talk about soon as well. But what happened in 2020, Dagny, when it comes to tourism, in Quincy specifically? Did anything happen?
I think it was, in a way, a plus because we got to work with a lot of the businesses, more so than if I was working on national marketing campaigns and international campaigns or traveling to conferences. So I had that time.
Okay.
Even though we couldn't meet face to face, made calls, reached out on websites.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we updated and did a new website during that time.
Okay.
But yeah, it was a good time to do local campaigns. So we did a lot of radio, digital advertising on local campaigns to help the businesses. Obviously, the businesses needed lots of help in the last 18 months.
Yeah.
So that's what we focused on.
Kind of
our My Local Quincy.
Yeah.
And we worked with the state and Boston on local campaigns as well.
That was a unique challenge, something you obviously none of us have ever dealt with before, but in your realm, you know.
It was a unique challenge to tell people not to come to Quincy.
Right.
When we're used to telling people to come.
Right.
So it was more about telling the residents and the locals to still, you know, support local businesses.
Right.
Whether, you know, we couldn't go to restaurants at that time, but you could pick up your food, mm-hmm. You know, visit some of your local places, establishments that need our support.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of using Amazon or places like that, you know, buy some gift cards.
Mm.
For future use. So
yeah.
We did a lot of local campaigns like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's a way that we got to meet a lot of, whether virtually or over the phone, some of the local businesses.
Might have given you actually more of a base to work with going forward.
It did. I really do.
Yeah.
I met a lot of nice folks, even residents, some of the
sure.
residents that reached out, you know, via the website or email. So I think it was a good time to slow down. You know, where tourism, we're usually fast, fast, fast. We're going to conferences, trade shows, doing all kinds of digital marketing mm-hmm. campaigns. So it was a time to slow down. Although it was kind of, you know, we were like crunching our teeth because we couldn't, you know, none of the tourism world in Massachusetts could say, come to Massachusetts.
Goes against all the grain that
exactly.
you've been trained to
you
do,
know,
yeah.
The marketing campaigns were literally thrown in the garbage.
Yes.
And we had to start from scratch.
Yeah.
But I can say we have a really good collaboration in Massachusetts. We're all vying for the same tourists.
Right.
So we worked together.
Yeah.
And we came up with different plans to kind of cross-promote when we were able to.
Mm-hmm.
On working on different campaigns together, especially Boston. The Boston region was extremely helpful
okay.
In incorporating Quincy into some of their campaigns.
Yeah.
And as well as the state. The state did an amazing job of promoting Massachusetts and including all of the cities and towns in Massachusetts when we were ready to open.
Sure. So how has 2021 been? Has it been better?
Yes,
okay.
Much better.
Okay.
Much, much better than last year. Last year was definitely a challenge,
yeah.
Even though we kind of went down as far as the pandemic was concerned a little bit in the summer. People were out traveling last summer. But this year, much more travelers are coming up from different states and, you know, not so much international market yet,
sure.
but definitely nationally, we've noticed a lot of folks coming into Quincy.
Okay. Has the fact that the Adams National Park not been open affected the city at all?
A little bit,
yeah.
because folks are definitely into national parks.
Sure, yeah.
They want their passport stamps, they want to visit the City of Presidents, and they want to hear about the history of the two presidents here. So some of the grounds were open,
mm-hmm.
so folks could do that. And now they are doing tours again on the grounds.
Yes.
So there's park rangers there. We actually have a park ranger that comes to the Welcome Center on Thursdays. So that's been extremely helpful.
Okay.
But we worked with the National Park on how we can, support that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still promoting the National Park and telling people they could visit the grounds.
Okay.
And they just weren't able to go inside.
The birthplaces are open, scheduled tours
yes.
down on Franklin Street,
yes.
not the old house.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it's getting there.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in ways, does it maybe direct folks to other places that they might normally have not visited otherwise? You know,
yeah,
maybe
it definitely
the Dorothy
does.
Quincy House, perhaps, or the Josiah
yes.
Quincy House.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just telling people to, enjoy the great outdoors,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Do walking trails, do beaches. The church was open. They could still
right.
come into the Church of Presidents.
Yes. Yeah. The cemetery you can tour.
Yes, and we did
cemetery.
The city. We did the Heart of the City tours. We started those probably, I want to say, at the beginning of June. So, and those outside walking tours.
Okay.
That we started at City Hall.
Yep.
And when the Welcome Center opened, we moved the tours over to start out of the Welcome Center.
So is this the President's Trail you're talking about?
No. This is the Heart of the City tours. And
tell me about this.
So they do this. We do the cemetery tours.
Oh, okay.
And Bob Damon, mm-hmm. Who's our historic and heritage planner for the city, does the tours.
Okay.
And he had some students this summer working with him. So the students were helping him do some of the tours, and they do them twice a day, at 11 o'clock and 1 p.m.
Oh, just of the cemetery and the history behind the
yes.
folks that are there? Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. So, and we're still doing those through Columbus Day.
Okay.
So Monday through Friday.
And are those free?
Free tours.
Those are free. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's separate from President's Trail. What's the President's Trail?
So the President's Trail is, I can't say it's, you know, our baby. It was, it came out of, it was born out of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
So Tim Cahill has been working on this project for a while, and we were just fortunate enough to partner with the Chamber.
I see.
And help them bring this to, and the city of Quincy as well.
Okay.
To bring it to fruition. So we just help them with, you know, different marketing, promotional brochures, digital assets, things like that.
Okay.
We also did some floor, not floor decals, but sidewalk decals.
Mm-hmm.
That go all along the President's Trail, kind of directing people, letting them know they're following the President's Trail.
Okay, so it's a walking trail, similar to the Freedom Trail in
Boston? It can be it's a walking trail, yeah. 6 miles.
Oh,
so yes.
So put up your best walking shoes.
Yes. or you could drive to different locations and walk in those areas.
Okay.
But it's on our website, discoverquincy.com.
Okay.
And there's a map that shows you all of the points of interest along the walking trail, pretty much all of the assets that are included in the national park as well, with some added sites as well. So it's unguided.
Oh, all right.
It's a self-guided tour that you could do yourself. You could either do driving or you could do walking.
Okay. And are there like kiosks at each stop?
There are no kiosks, but there are signage.
There's
signage at each of the 10 locations.
Okay.
And like I said, there's the...
So 10 locations. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And the sidewalk decals are located along the sidewalks along the six mile.
Okay. All right.
So it could be a bike, tour.
Yeah. Okay.
And I've known people that have walked it.
Mm-hmm.
6 miles, you know, to some people is not a long walk. Especially on a nice day, like today.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty, you know, cool.
Yeah. Well, of course, John Adams was known for walking all over the city. So,
exactly.
Yeah,
so,
reliving the past.
But it's a really nice, well-put-together trail.
Yeah.
And we thank the Chamber for including us and having us be a part of
partnering.
So it's a great partnership.
Yeah. So you mentioned the Welcome Center.
Yes.
It's at, for folks who might be familiar with the old Grand Asia Bridal Gown Store
mm-hmm.
in the Monroe Building, which is now owned by the city. And it's right there at the front entrance to the Hancock Adams Common.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a perfect location.
What
Lots
is it?
Of foot traffic.
What is, it's the, called the City of Quincy Welcome Center.
Yes. Yeah. And we decided to go with Welcome Center, right? Because we want to be a welcoming city.
Okay.
We want to welcome residents, new residents, visitors into the city. And right across the street is the Adams Visitor Center.
Yes.
So it probably... you know, seems better to call it a welcome center versus another visitor center.
Okay. just to avoid confusion, if anything else.
And the Adams National Park Visitor Center does a wonderful job of welcoming visitors to the city of Quincy and, you know, directing them to other locations, other points of interest in the city. But we wanted to help them. We wanted to, you know, partner with them, and they've been a great partner on us opening our Welcome Center.
That's great.
So the Welcome Center offers, again, the Heart of City tours at 11 and 1 o'clock. We have digital kiosk inside the Welcome Center, and there's a variety of things on the digital kiosk. All of Quincy is on there, all of the information, hotels, dining, attractions, but you can also look for other things in the surrounding communities.
Oh.
So if you wanted to go to Boston and you wanted to go to Weymouth, you can look that up on the kiosk as well.
Okay.
And it offers multi languages.
Okay. What did it take to get that up and running, Dagny? How did that work?
We work with a company called CTM, which is a brochure display company.
Okay.
And they have a visitor fund digital program.
Hmm.
So we also display Quincy on all of those digital boards that are located all around New England.
I see.
So we partner with them. We do their brochure display. They put Discover Quincy brochures all around Boston, south of Boston, and in certain locations in New England.
Okay.
So it was a natural partnership to have one of those visitor explore boards in our Welcome Center.
Sure. And I understand some of the pictures that I saw, there are huge TV screens that are set up.
There are,
yeah.
There are. And we thought those would be great. We have one inside the Welcome Center and one in the foyer of the Welcome Center. So that one we leave on when the visitor center's closed, because we can post events up there, okay. ferry schedules, any other information. So when we're not open, mm-hmm. the bright open windows, mm-hmm. folks can still see what's happening in the city of Quincy.
Similar to like if the real estate office is closed, they still put all the listings up in the front window.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So it's a great way of just getting information out to residents and visitors.
Sure. And who runs the Welcome Center? Who's your staff?
So we have three visitor service attendants right now, and they're seasonal. So our hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 4.
Okay.
And they work there daily and answer questions and sign people up for tours. And people have been coming in, and they're real happy that it's there. Mm-hmm. A lot of businesses have come and brought us their brochures.
Okay.
Residents have come to find out more information about the city of Quincy. We've had some new residents come in that have just moved here. So it's a great place to, you know, not only welcome visitors, but give more information to the residents of Quincy.
Okay. And to be an attendant, do you have to have a background in tourism
or
travel?
No. Okay. Just, you know, happy person,
right? Yeah.
Someone that likes talking to people. And know some information about Quincy.
Sure.
But a lot of those things are teachable, right?
Yep.
So you don't have to know every detail or historical fact about Quincy.
Okay.
But, you know, those things are teachable.
Mm-hmm.
You can. We've had Bob, our historic and heritage planner, go over like a 101 history on Quincy and give them the tours, you know, so all the staff that starts there, they take the walking tour as well.
Okay, so they know what they're talking about, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
And they don't do the tours, but we wanted them to have some background.
Okay.
And before they started, we gave them a whole bunch of, you know, reading materials, mm-hmm. things like that, mm-hmm. to read about Quincy.
To be able to answer questions.
Yeah, to be able to answer questions.
Yeah.
And you may not know every question, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know every question.
Sure.
Sometimes Google's my best friend.
Sure, yeah.
So,
somehow they will get the answer for
somehow,
you.
Yeah. That's what I tell them. You know, you don't have to always have the answer, but tell them you will get the answer for them.
Okay.
Whether it's calling myself or calling Bob or looking it up.
Or calling ahead to the destination they're interested in and asking
mm-hmm.
them, yeah.
And we tell folks that too. We tell them, you know, if you're gonna visit a site, make sure you call, because we're still, some places still have, you know, COVID precautions.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
different times and schedules than what's on their website.
Sure.
So we always tell folks to, you know, call in advance before you visit any of the attractions and find out some of the precautions when you're going to different dining establishments or businesses.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
What are the Welcome Center hours right now?
They're 10 to 4,
okay.
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
We hope to expand that to weekends. And obviously, so we'll open for special events that are planned on the Common.
Okay. Are you still looking for more staff? Or
We are.
Okay.
We're looking for some weekend staff.
Okay.
We'd like to open on Saturday and Sunday, but if we get some staff, we can just open on Saturday.
Okay.
And we like two people on at all times.
Sure. And is there any volunteer opportunities there, Jackie?
There are volunteer opportunities,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually had one that used to volunteer for the National Park come in, and she liked to volunteer for the Welcome Center.
Okay.
So she'll be starting next week.
All right. And maybe opportunities for students at all? Are you planning to work
We had students this summer work with Bob Damon.
Okay.
And they also helped us with some of the pre-Welcome Welcome Center opening.
Okay, sure. Well, I would think with the National Park closed and the visitor center closed, it's mm-hmm. nice to have you know, some place where folks can go and get some information and learn about the city. And you mentioned that you have a park ranger there as well.
He comes on Thursdays.
Okay.
The National Park, like I said, they've been an amazing partner.
Yeah.
And they send one of their staff on Thursdays.
Okay.
To have a presence on the Common,
mm-hmm.
right? People loved seeing, you know, a park ranger out on the Common, and they just go up to him and ask him tons of questions. So it's great to have that presence, and I think having the Welcome Center open is a great presence on the Common.
Mm-hmm. Are you reaching out through social media channels at all?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and Instagram.
Okay. I'm sure that your colleagues in surrounding communities are experiencing similar challenges, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially with the staffing shortages.
Yep.
You know, we still meet probably about every 2 months now, since everyone's been back in full swing of tourism. But prior to that, we were meeting every month on the state level of all the tourism directors in the state. And they're still facing the same challenges.
But there are things that are happening.
Positive.
Let me ask the tourism director, you know, what's going on in the city of Quincy for the rest of 2021?
Oh, there's lots of things. Yep. Events are back, right? Yay. I mean, there's still precautions with some of the events, but at least they're back, right? At least we have some outdoor events that we can go to. I know the Pops concert's coming up. I know that the food truck festival is happening. I know we're probably going to have Winterfest again this winter. We don't have the, I don't have the approval yet, and I haven't heard word of any dates, but I can only imagine with some of the events that are happening for the fall that the Winterfest will probably happen.
Okay.
Let's cross our fingers on that one.
That's at the new Kilroy Square
Yes.
Area? Yep. Okay.
Yes. And that's been really activated, the Kilroy Square. That's been activated.
Yep.
So they've been doing the farmer's market and the open market on Saturdays.
Right.
They've been doing a beer garden. So the outdoor events have really been on the uptick again.
Well, everything you mentioned is outdoors.
Yes.
The Pops concert is outdoors on the Common on September 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Food Truck Festival on Coddington Street, October 2nd. Arts Fest, I know, is coming up the weekend of September 25th.
Mm-hmm. And we have the General's Bridge dedication coming up.
Yes.
So there's a lot of outdoor events that are happening that people can be engaged in within the community and visitors.
Yeah, how important is it for Quincy to have events like that, you know, kind of regional events to bring people into the city?
It's definitely important as far as letting people know what Quincy has to offer, right? No better way than word of mouth marketing, right? We all spend, you know, tons of money on marketing, doing digital marketing, commercials, things like that, even radio. Tons of us do that, but word of mouth is still the best marketing source. So if you're from Boston and you're bringing, you know, some family members into Quincy to see some of the events, word of mouth is they're going to go back and tell at least 10 people.
Okay.
You know, that I went to Quincy and I saw this great event happening, or I went to a great restaurant, or I visited some of the historical attractions. So word of mouth is still great, and we want people regionally and nationally to visit Quincy and then go back and tell their friends and family about Quincy.
Yeah, and post all their pictures on their sites and, and generate a buzz, right?
Yes.
What would you say is the biggest challenge that you'll be facing in the years ahead, you know, post-pandemic, hopefully soon?
Yeah, post-pandemic, right? Let's just hope, because we keep thinking that we're coming out of it and then it just starts to go back again. So. No definite marketing plans. We try to have that backup plan just in case that happens again. Let's hope not.
Right.
But I can see big things happening. I can see that, you know, the Common activated, the Hancock Adams activated more with more events, the Welcome Center being used as a catalyst for that, right? Once we get to the point of letting people know that we have a Welcome Center in the city of Quincy, you can do tours from there. We're starting to do some trolley tours, and we would like to keep that activated next summer.
Oh, using the Park Service trolleys?
No, we actually we rented some trolleys from Boston.
Oh, okay.
And we're doing a kind of pilot program in the next 4 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Having the tours go, the trolleys go around Quincy, picking folks up from the Marina Bay Ferry. That was one of the challenges that we heard, is that people would come over on the Marina Bay Ferry and they couldn't get from Marina Bay into the Common.
You see, you're at Marina Bay, which is great. There's
it's
lots
great.
To do there, but then you're stranded.
Yes, yes. So we figured, let's try, you know, a pilot program.
Okay.
Let's rent some trolleys. Let's see how that would work. And we hope to initiate that again next year.
Okay.
To get people moving around.
Sure.
You know, there's even residents and people, new folks. I'm sure everyone has heard that, you know, in the last, you know, 5 years, how many thousands of new residents. They just, you know, talked about that on the census.
Yes, 9,300 new people.
Exactly.
In 10 years,
so there's a lot of new folks here that don't know of the happenings in Quincy. Maybe have never visited historical attractions in the city. We want to get those folks to tell the story of Quincy, right? They're our first, you know, they're our hospitality ambassadors of the city. So if somebody's walking and asking them a question, they'll know.
Yeah.
So I think you kind of start inward and go outward. So we're hoping that we can get some of the residents and folks in Quincy to get on the trolley tours, see what's going on in Quincy, and do some experiential tourism.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of be a tourist in your own backyard,
okay,
so to speak.
Yeah, the ambassadors are your visitors,
exactly,
right? They're the best ones
exactly,
to tell the story.
And our residents,
yeah,
right? So your residents can be your ambassadors.
Sure.
Visitors usually walk around and they ask questions of people. So that's what we want. We want people to start inward and go outward.
Okay.
So we think the trolleys will be a good asset to have in the city of Quincy moving forward.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. At first I've heard of that, so it's interesting.
Yeah. It's for the next 4 weeks.
Okay.
So it's on our website as an event, and it's a pilot program, like I said.
Okay.
And it goes around to Marina Bay, stops at Peacefield, comes down to the Common at the Welcome Center, and you can jump on and off all day. Starts at about 10:45 in the morning and ends around 3.
Oh, is there a cost for that?
There's no cost.
No
it's
cost.
Free.
Okay, so you're really trying to just generate a buzz again.
Yeah, generate a buzz. So just get on and take a tour around the city.
Okay, yeah, the hop-on, hop-off format is very popular.
It is popular.
You know, in Boston.
It's popular in Boston.
I've been on it in Chicago. It's,
mm-hmm,
it's a great way to see different attractions in the same trip, if you will.
Yeah. It is. And we'd like to be able to do that again next year.
Okay. You mentioned the census, and as you know, the city is much more diverse now than it was,
mm-hmm,
even 10 years ago. So are you looking at, you know, that as a way of reaching out to tourists from different cultures?
Yes, we did. So probably in June, I want to say, in June we did a diversity campaign.
Oh.
We received a grant from the state Office of Tourism to do a diversity campaign.
Okay.
So we reached out to some of the local businesses, some of the events coordinators, some residents in the city of Quincy, and we put together a diversity campaign.
Mm.
So we did diversity marketing on different radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
We did one on a Latino station,
mm-hmm,
in Spanish. We did videos and we did radio campaigns with, I believe it was Jammin' 94.5, reaching out to a different, diverse,
mm-hmm,
younger market.
Okay.
And then we did iHeartMedia as
okay,
well.
All right.
And they reached out to different, I think it was like 3 different radio stations.
So.
And we looked at their demographics,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So we went over their demographics and who their target is, and we reached out to diversity.
Okay. When things do eventually open up again, is there any goal to attract international tourists to Quincy?
Yes.
Really?
We're a part of a organization that's for United States. And it works with international tourism. And they're saying at least, you know, 2023, 2024.
Right? Wow.
Okay. But before it fully comes back.
Yeah.
But as you know, they just, you know, kind of opened the Canadian border, so and even that's still difficult.
Tenuous, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
baby steps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think international is going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So focus locally right now.
Yeah, we had a conference slated for April, and that is a New England conference to meet with international tour,
mm-hmm,
operators,
mm-hmm,
and they canceled it.
Okay. All right, for April next year?
April 2022.
And that's already canceled?
Yeah.
Okay, so that gives you a little
It kind of gives us
sign.
A little
yeah.
sign that, you know, it's going to take a little bit longer for the international market to come back.
Yeah. As you are well aware, Dagny 2025, Quincy will be 400 years old.
I know,
yeah.
exciting.
I know. What's the city doing to capitalize on that?
So I know we had a little hiatus during the pandemic.
Yeah, that's what we'll call it.
I know, right?
Hiatus.
So I know they're starting to work right after this general bridge dedication. I know they're pulling back the committee to
okay.
start working on that again.
Okay.
We've been doing, you know, background things, working on some different programs and still doing promotion on social media
okay.
and trying to keep that 400 brand alive.
Yep.
But I think we'll get back to the nitty gritty work of, you know, what our plans are going to be for the 400 in 2025.
Yeah.
And we also work with a larger group. So we met with them last month, and they're called the Massachusetts 400.
Oh.
So,
okay.
yeah, it's about 10 other communities that are also going to be celebrating their 400.
Oh, really?
And Plymouth, of course,
yes,
has been our champion,
sure,
right? Because they had all these plans that they had made for five, you know, plus years come to a halt. And they had to, you know, rearrange everything they worked on.
2020 was going to be the big hullabaloo.
So they're kind of our champion of kind of, you know, telling us what to expect, things to do, things not to do. So we met recently about a month ago, all the 400 communities, and discussed about, you know, different events, different things that worked, that didn't work, how to include diversity, all of those different challenges that they faced.
Okay.
So they've been really, really helpful in working with us as a, you know, 400th community that's going to be celebrating in 2025.
Any nearby ones to Quincy?
Weymouth.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think it's P-Town.
Yep.
Gloucester. Okay. So there's quite a few communities that are going to be 400 in the next, you know, course of 5+ years.
Yeah. So maybe make it just kind of a bigger event, if you will, rather than one single event.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're working together for cross promotion.
Yeah.
So we cross promote, and we, you know, some of Plymouth's events that were happening, we were pushing out there to help them, because if those folks are coming, people are coming to visit Plymouth for their 400.
45 minutes away.
So yeah. Exactly. Okay. So it all, you know, behooves us not to do that cross promotion with all of the communities.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we're still working on it.
Yeah. Okay. Something to look forward to.
Yes.
Anything else?
And 2025 is around the corner.
It really is. 2021 is almost done. So,
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Anything else we should let folks know about right now when it comes to
tourism? Check out the website.
Okay. DiscoverQuincy.com.
Yes.
Okay.
We're adding new pages all the time. The events page, we finally have an events page.
Oh, right.
The events page has been like dormant for so long because
you
couldn't have events. So there's a wonderful events page. And the cool thing about it is you can add your own event.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So if you're an event organizer in the city
and
you have an event that's happening in Quincy, whether now, 2 months, 3 months, next year, you can go to the website, add your event. It then comes to me for approval to make sure that it's a
legit sanctioned
event, and then it goes live on the website.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So an online events platform.
It is.
Nice.
It's very nice to have that so folks can add their events.
Okay. Speaking of events coordinator, I know I just talked to John McDonald not too long ago from JM Productions. He's helping put a lot of these events together.
He is.
Yeah.
He's the master of ceremonies.
Yeah. So it's been a struggle, I know.
It is.
For performing arts in general.
It is.
Throughout the past year and a half. Yeah. And all the cottage industries that you know, thrive off of that.
And that will be one of our, I think, our goals in 2022 is to work on arts and culture and bring that platform because they've been also suffering during the pandemic.
Yes,
it's been, you know, that's one of those areas that a lot of those, you know, organizations and nonprofits are struggling.
Even Broadway had to shut down. I think they're still shut down.
And arts and culture is a big part of a community and a big part of tourism.
Yeah. There is the plans for the Performing Arts Center, you know, in the future
that's
downtown.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so there'll be a venue at least.
I know. That would be really exciting.
Yeah. So, all right. Lots going on. Anything else?
No.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. Yeah. Follow us on all of our social media platforms.
Okay.
We try to stay very active on Facebook
and
Instagram and Twitter. So we try to do it every day, try to post as much information as possible.
Okay.
And if that's your mode of communication, just follow us at Discover Quincy.
Okay. Thanks so much for coming over, Dagny.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to see you
in person. I know. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to get out and about.
Yeah, please come back.
I will. Anytime.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for watching AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.